You're listening to Sonia Feldhoff on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
It wasn't all that long ago that I talked to you about the figures around miscarriage and stillbirth in our country. One in four to five pregnancies end in miscarriage, and many also end in stillbirth. I mean, the numbers are incredibly high, and there's a fair chance that as you listen to this, this is something that you've experienced. It's certainly something that Annabelle has experienced, and on today, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day, we thought it would be good to talk with Annabelle. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Look, I'm well. Annabelle, I'm sorry for your loss, but tell us about Miles.
Miles was my fourth baby, and very sadly, he was stillborn at the end of 2018 after we discovered that there was something that had not sort of formed properly in his brain, and he'd actually ended up having a blood clot stuck in his brain. So sadly, the poor little fellow couldn't stay, and he was delivered at the Women's and Children's Hospital by a beautiful team of midwives. And after his delivery, I was stunned by the silence and loneliness which comes with losing a baby, and just how overwhelming the grief was, and started sharing my story, knowing that others must feel the same way, but it's sometimes such a hard topic to talk about that until you really open up, it's it can feel like you're the only person who's ever felt that way.
Annabelle, when you say it's a hard topic to talk about, did you mean from your point of view or for others to hear? Because it seems to me that it can be both.
I think it's definitely both. I think when you've just lost a baby, it's all of your dreams are shattered and you're emotionally and physically at such a low point in your life that to have the courage to start talking openly can almost be too much. And others around you are desperate to know what to do, but sometimes hesitate because they think, perhaps I shouldn't mention the baby in case it upsets the parents further or reminds them or, you know, causes more anguish. But the reality is that when you talk openly, you you need to talk about these things that have happened and talk about your baby, remember them and so on. So even though it's hard from both sides, it really does help.
What difference did it make for you? Why was it important to talk about it?
I was worried that Miles's life would be packed into a little box and buried away, and no one would ever talk about him or mention him or include him in the lineup with my other children. And I felt that that was just cruel because in my heart he deserved a spot in our family. And I really just, you know, felt that by talking about him and including him, we were building that legacy.
Annabelle, today's a day where many pause and remember children like Miles who didn't get the chance to, take steps themselves to, they weren't given a chance to have a life. How do you feel about a day where people collectively come together to remember that? Because I'm guessing in your case it's very personal, it's a very intimate experience, but this is a very collective one.
It is, and I think how everyone grieves is very different, and sometimes it's seeing others come forward which can give you the confidence or the bravery to also come out. And often what I hear women say is, I felt that I was being dramatic, or I felt that perhaps, you know, I was lingering too long in my grief or responding too much, and there's no such thing. It is a huge, huge heartache. So I think when you see others come together to remember their babies, it validates your grief and makes you feel like you're not alone, because it can feel incredibly lonely.